Okay, Dylan. Welcome everybody to the podcast. This is Derek.
You don't want sauce?
No.
Okay, we're supposed to introduce ourselves.
Oh, I'm Kyler.
And that's...
I'm Dylan.
Dylan's the producer. Welcome to Cake Party, the podcast. We're excited to be here
because
today.
Because we have other things that we make.
Guys, we've already made this point. We make stickers. We make fake promises. We do all sorts of things.
We have an email.
Yeah, we do. Have you checked it?
Have you been sending stuff to it?
No.
No.
Then we don't need to check it.
So...
Yeah, go back to your point.
It doesn't, like, creep me up, but it blows my mind. It's one of those things that's just, like... When, you know, billions of years ago, there was water on this planet. There was trilobites swimming around. Like...
Weird, huh?
Like, no, it's weird. Like, you think about it, you're just, like... It's alien. It was a completely different place.
Yep.
And then it changed again. And then it changed again.
And now we have a freaking McDonald's.
Yes, yeah. We do. I think the universe knows what it's doing.
Yeah. But that early, like... I think it would be one of the weirdest things you could ever do is if you were able to go back to, like, that first, like... There's, like, only five different life forms because that's all that's evolved. Like, that's... Bunch of trilobites, whatever those things are, the things that eats the trilobites.
Because you look up, you're like, oh, there's the moon.
Yeah.
No craters, that's weird.
Yeah.
You're like, there's
it's
the
perfectly
sun.
Smooth.
Yeah, but there was a point when there probably wasn't a very long point when there was only five, but there was that
few.
Early point, there was, you know, maybe 20 different species.
That'd be crazy.
Ten of them being ferns.
Yeah.
We didn't even... In that last episode, we didn't even talk about what we would steal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what would you steal? I'm tempted to say the Mona Lisa, but that's too cliche.
I'd steal something with value.
I would steal the oldest dictionary in the world.
Why? Just, that's what you would steal. Okay. Kyler would steal the oldest dictionary.
What is the oldest dictionary in the world?
No one cares, that's why.
Okay, no,
Merriam-Webster probably wrote it. dude.
I would steal somebody's dignity.
Thawed.
Wow.
How
big can the thing be? Does it have to fit in my trunk?
I would steal somebody's heart. Not like physical,
gross.
Not physical heart.
Kalima.
I know, not that.
Kalima Tite. I know the whole line. I know the whole part of that movie.
That's only like one line that he repeats over and over.
It's Kalima. Kalima Tite.
Oh, okay.
And then I know, me and my brother used to know that, the guy says, Amom Shabai, Amom Shabai, Amom Shabai, Amom Shabai.
Yeah, that's true.
Amom Shabai. By the way, terrible movie. I'm sorry.
What?
Okay.
That was a great
Temple of Doom is great because Indiana Jones is in it. If Indiana Jones was not in that movie, you would watch it and you'd be like, this movie is awful.
Well, yeah. It would be called Indiana Jones then.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
But
then it wouldn't be good.
It's a movie I love, but like you go back and watch it and you're like, it's definitely the weakest of the original three.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
But still not as bad as Crystal Skull.
it's true. But because you go back and look at the old Star Wars and you're just like, there's definitely a weakest of the three, which in my opinion is what's the last one?
The last
Return,
one?
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi?
Is the just because the end, like, bit is just the Ewoks taking down the... And I love it still, but you still have to realize that out of the three, there is still probably a weak... There, you know, there's always a weakest. My favorite is Empire Strikes Back.
That was a really good one.
Luke, I'm your father.
Yeah,
Lando.
That whole thing. Lando Calrissian, whatever you say his name.
Lord of the Rings, the weakest one's probably the first one.
I would say the Twin Towers.
Helm's Deep is such a good payoff, though, to that
movie.
It
was, but I still think the Fellowship of the Ring nailed it. Like, they set it up perfectly. I really do. I think that it was done very well. I think Twin Towers was probably the weakest, and The Return of the King
was
one of the greatest movies ever.
Yeah. For being a movie about wizards and swords, there's a lot of very poignant... Like, the poignant part I talked about in the last podcast where it was... It makes... Like, it brings emotion out of me more than a lot of movies do.
Oh, yeah.
Because Gandalf is like... And I'm sorry, I don't know how he didn't get an Academy Award that year for Best Actor, because he was Gandalf. Like, he's such a method actor that he's kind of always Gandalf when he's...
In any other movie, you can see him being Gandalf.
What's the weak Toy Story?
Two.
Like two a lot.
Two is so good.
Two is good, but two is the weakest.
A very poignant point of that part of that movie is the toy fix. The guy that fixes toys, the same guy that plays chess by himself in the.
Yep, he is.
And the fact that they get Jesse and Bullseye.
I'm sorry, three's incredible.
Three is incredible.
Three was fantastic. I mean, fantastic.
Like, you have to pick a weak one, but it still means it's I think
biased. I've chosen the middle one of all three of these.
Yeah. You know what the weakest one of...
The Bourne series.
Weakest one of... the weakest. That's hard, because I like all of them, too.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I can't even decide.
Oh, you know, you know what other one?
Actually, oh, here's one. Batman.
Yeah, I was going to say Christopher Nolan Batman. That's what I was going to
say.
The second one is the best.
First one is the weakest.
Ooh.
Because Bane is the second best villain, and those movies are good depending on how good the villain is.
Okay. I like the first one.
Dude, Dylan makes an extremely good point. I honestly, though, oh gosh, that's so hard.
Bane, as far as a villain and as far as the way he's portrayed, is just a step behind the Joker for me. I've only seen it once, though.
Ra's al Ghul, I admit, is not as good as Bane. But the first one was so good.
It's such a good movie.
It was so good when he beat up the five dudes in prison. Ra's al Ghul's like, you know how to fight five, I'll teach you how to engage 500, you know? Yeah. That is tough. Because I think the villain in the first movie is not Ra's al Ghul. I think it's himself.
Yeah.
I think it's Batman himself. Like, he overcomes his fear of the fact that he think he killed his parents. Okay. I think that's... Oh, gosh, that's hard.
Let's go. Another Christian.
And it has
Nolan.
Liam Neeson in it.
I know your opinion.
Taken. All number two and three were the worst.
Let's stay with Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
You have his three non-franchise movies. You've got Interstellar, Inception, which is the strongest of the three, by the way.
And the Prestige. So I would say, oh gosh.
Because Interstellar is a perfect movie to me, too.
It is, but Prestige was great.
For me, Interstellar is the weakest. It is. Because think about The Prestige and think about Inception. Like, do you really think
it was
Interstellar?
Interstellar was
so what's
very
the weak
good.
One then?
It's hard. So the weak one of the three is The Prestige. It's hard.
No,
it's the Prestige.
No, it's not.
I think it might be Interstellar. It was so good, though.
I will say the weakest one of the... And you know how big of a Tesla nerd I am. I should love that movie.
Prestige was so good. Oh man, I can't decide. I can't.
That's the hardest one we've done.
Leave it alone. We couldn't decide which Batman was the worst.
I can.
Okay, we'll do it this way. Inception, and then second.
We have a second tier.
It doesn't work like that.
It does now.
Okay, what is second then, and what's second A? Because second A is third.
Inception. Oh gosh, that's so
Inception's
hard.
Inception's a perfect movie.
Inception was so good.
And so is The Prestige.
Do you know what, actually?
So is Interstellar to me. I know you have a
different opinion. Interstellar. Oh gosh.
Interstellar is a perfect movie.
Yeah. Inception was better than Interstellar. The question is Prestige better than Interstellar?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Because
that's he's such a good director. Everything he does.
He is, and even though he has the same like three characters or three actors in all of his movies, they still all do really good.
It's Michael freaking Caine.
Yeah.
Michael Caine.
The impression I can only do by saying his name.
He is in all three of those movies. Yeah,
he is in all of his movies.
Michael Caine.
And he always does the beautiful speeches.
Yep.
And it's just where they all started. And everybody's like,
some men just want to see the world burn, Mr. Wayne. So pick one.
Oh, but
what's the weakest?
Interstellar is the strongest because it has Fat Matt Damon in it. I love
it
Fat
does
Matt
have,
Damon.
It has Matt Damon.
So that's
Fat
Matt Damon.
It has Matt Damon.
It has Fat
that's
Matt Damon.
That's fine.
But then the other one has Scarlett Johansson.
The other one has Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And one has Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And Michael Caine. And that one dude from Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay, I will do another one. Maybe you guys have seen these three.
No, we're not moving on.
Kyler's just stubborn. He wants us to
you
say
must
that Interstellar
pick the weakest of those three.
Dylan, I already told you. The weakest of the three. I already told you the
what
weakest
is it?
Of the three.
You said Prestige.
Is Prestige. I'm sorry,
you're
it is.
You're saying that.
I will go on record.
Okay.
It's still
I
in my top
decide.
Ten.
I can't
Derek?
Decide.
It's still in my top ten favorite movies. We're going to do...
Seriously.
The obvious... This is. I think this is an obvious one. We're going
to
do
we're coming
war...
coming back to this, by the way.
We're
going to
do
yeah.
war epics.
What
I don't
the,
know if you guys have seen
three?
All of these.
Okay.
Okay.
List them out.
Braveheart.
Okay,
haven't
I've
seen it.
I have.
Gladiator.
Haven't seen it.
You've seen it? Saving Private Ryan.
I want to do classical war
oh,
epics.
Okay, and then, like, modern war epics.
I can't think of another one.
Last Samurai would be another one for
Troy.
Me.
Troy?
Troy's
no,
the
Troy
weak.
Was
be the
weak.
Week.
Yeah.
The week.
I haven't seen any of these.
Last yep. Samurai was really good. I would say... What about The Patriot?
Oh, Patriot.
Oh, there you
solid.
Go. That's another one.
Patriot
I like
is
The Patriot.
But I haven't
good.
Seen either, like, any of those.
It would go Patriot, Gladiator, and then...
I think Braveheart.
Patriot, really?
And then Braveheart.
Wow.
Dude, The Patriot was so good.
Last of the Mohicans is great, too, though.
I haven't seen that. Or at least I have, but I can't remember.
Those three are good, though. Patriot, Gladiator, and Braveheart.
You need to watch them.
I do.
I haven't recorded, so they're on TV. They're,
oh, if they're on
they're
TV,
clean.
Then we should watch them.
We should. We can watch Gladiator anytime this week. Gladiator's great.
So then let's think about other movies. So we girl. Have...
Something that... Things
Saving
that are close.
Private Ryan.
Are we doing, like, war movies
yeah,
now?
Yeah, like, now, like, war fighting.
What about
shooting.
We Were Soldiers? Have we seen that one?
We Were no. Soldiers
I
is
that.
A great one. We Were Soldiers, Saving Private Ryan, Black Hawk Down. Weakest is Black Hawk.
I've only seen Saving Private
even
Ryan.
Even though the dad from Modern Family is in Black Hawk Down, you don't even realize it.
Oh, is he?
Phil Dunphy's all over that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Black
Hawk Down was the weakest. And I haven't seen any of the new ones, American Sniper.
Marvel movie, that's a good call.
Marvel movie?
That's a good call, because there's a clear
Captain
week.
America is my favorite, because of his morals. I'm sorry, but I just...
Captain America, Iron Man, and
so
the
these
Thor
are the
movies.
Because I've never seen Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. You saw, like...
Okay, then we'll do it this way. I feel like the best of the standalone movies is Winter Soldier.
That one was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the weak movies out of... The Christian Bale Batman movies, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, and the...
Spider-Man 3, that's easy.
Superman.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the series.
Oh.
Like,
Batman
so
wins.
Batman wins, obviously. Spider-Man and... what's that? That Superman one that came out a couple years ago.
They didn't make a try thing out of it, though. They
didn't
no, make
they
a
didn't.
Series.
But...
Brandon Ross...
it would be Spider-Man.
You think that's the weak
dude,
one?
Dude, Super... Really? Yeah, because the Superman...
The new Superman.
The
was
new Superman
ridiculous.
Was.
I'm not talking about that one though.
I don't know the
that.
Other one then. You haven't seen the new Superman?
Dude,
no. The amazing
Russell Crowe is his father.
Really?
Dude, he has two Robin Hood dads. Russell Crowe
and guess who made? Guess who filmed the new Superman? Christopher Nolan, wasn't it?
Did he?
No, he produced it.
Oh, he
Zack
produced
Snyder,
it.
The guy who directed 300.
Yeah, he did,
and you can tell.
So good.
So I'm not going to spoil this movie for you, Tyler. But you know how
it's
this
fine.
Earth,
I know Superman wins.
But you know how this Earth has stuff like there's stuff on it.
Matter, yes.
There is little stuff left at the end of the movie. It's just like dude, the fight.
Little stuff.
No, dude, my favorite part of that whole movie is you've seen it. Like
yeah,
they beat the Kryptonians beat the crap out of each other on Earth, and they're like throwing each other through multiple buildings, like knocking buildings over.
It's great. Lots of destruction.
Metropolis is essentially one tall building is left. But so they destroy everything on Earth. They take this like this space and break a satellite.
Yeah,
like, they've
it's
broken,
so good.
Like they've broken everything on Earth. That they have to go up to space and break a satellite. And like I'm watching this movie, and all that's going on is a counter, and I'm like, they're just breaking everything. Like buildings are falling down. Like multi-million dollar skyscrapers. And you're just like. Everything's gone.
That's how you do it.
They break two IHOPs in this movie. They destroy two. They don't settle for one. They break one, and then you clearly see another one just go. It's like it has the highest collateral damage I've ever seen in any movie, and it's awesome.
It is a great
movie. They don't
movie.
Care.
It's such a good movie.
Dude, it's just like how like there's no joke. There is probably 2,000 houses destroyed in that movie. Just like through them.
Okay,
around
movie
them.
With the most collateral damage. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, because the world.
When they blow up Earth.
I was going to say Star Wars.
Do you know who the star of that movie is?
They're constantly blowing up planets.
Martin Star? Freeman. Yeah. The it's guy so... who's in all of the British comedies.
And The Hobbit?
Yeah. That is...
Sherlock?
One of... Oh, no, 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 sorry. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Plays Tim in The Office, the original version of Jim. Yep.
Man, he is... That is such a funny movie. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is...
Great books.
Yeah, oh, and the radio series was hilarious. Yeah. It's the most random, like, that is the origin of British comedy, like, in my eyes. Like, my first guys, British comedy. Listen. Who's this?
I don't know what song
the main
this
lyric is.
Is,
Shorty, I don't mind if you dance on the pole, it doesn't make you a hoe.
Yes, it does.
Money, 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 money. I play this out loud to laugh at it a lot.
The song
more than
should
I should
be outlawed anywhere within 500 nautical miles of a school.
Like, if you think about
so
it...
So the Megan's Law should apply to this song. It can't stay, it can't be 200 yards within a school without a sheriff's deputy present.
Yeah. But think about
oh
it, like...
Oh, you go.
What? Go ahead.
Rooster Teeth played a prank on the guy that played Caboose when they went up to California. And people kept on asking Joel. They're like, where's Joel? Where's Caboose? Where's Caboose? And Gus and... The guys that played Simmons and Griff said, well, in accordance to Megan's Law, Joel can't come 200 feet with a grade school without a sheriff's deputy present. They told everyone who asked them that, and they got it on video camera. People thought he was serious. So, like, they were like, oh, Joel, you're a pervert. What did you do? And exploded, and he's mad about it to this day. He's seriously mad about it. Great prank. Amazing prank.
That's not...
That's horrible.
It's funny, though.
So, Derek.
Yeah?
Weakest of the three.
Of what? Oh, gosh, shut
you
up.
Know,
it's, I'm not saying
the
it.
The Prestige, Interstellar, and...
I'm saying Batman, then.
Inception.
Or, I'm sorry, what? I'm saying Inception, then.
You're saying Inception is the weakest of the three.
I am, to avoid answering.
However,
I'm
I know
going to
that
say Inception.
I like his tactic.
Well, we all know that's a lie.
Okay,
well,
inspirational,
it's over.
Inspirational sure. Sports movies, radio.
not radio.
Radio.
iPod. Do you remember that from,
iPod,
what is that?
Yeah,
I can't
the
remember.
Comebacks.
The dumbest movie I've ever seen, but the only funny scene
radio?
Is where the guy breaks his ACL.
Remember the Titans.
His name's ACL Tear.
ACL Tear.
And then iPod.
So
okay,
radio,
remember the Titans
remember
wins,
the Titans.
Radio, and Coach Carter.
Yeah.
I've never seen Coach Carter.
It's really good.
Okay.
What's the one
no,
where
no,
Samuel
no.
Jackson teaches people to swim? Because I want to...
There's a...
He
what?
Helps the, helps the underachieving black kids and teaches them how to swim.
He
I do
doesn't.
Not. What's that movie?
I don't know.
So I'm typing.
I
you
have
you don't
no
even
idea.
Know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
It was in those vein. It was just like in an all-white world. And it's just like, one school would rise above the rest.
That's racist.
Samuel L. Jackson. Because
it matters that all the schools are white. All right, so...
Swimming.
I think Forever Strong... Not Forever Strong. What is that one? The ice skating one. That we were just talking about earlier. The
Blades
hockey
of
one.
Glory.
Miracle.
I think
Miracle
is Miracle one of the best
is really
movies
good.
Of those.
Remember the
what
Titans
about
is really
sea
good.
Biscuit?
No, gosh.
Come on, man.
No.
It's a horse.
No.
It's a movie called Pride. The determined Jim Ellis starts a swim team for troubled teens at a Philadelphia Department of Recreation. It's a real movie.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. What's the basketball one?
Coach Carter?
No, because that's like...
Glory Road.
Glory Road.
It's great
those
one.
Are the those are my three.
Hoosiers? Great.
And I'd say Glory Road was the worst.
Pistol Pete? Great.
Rudy?
Pistol Pete was hilarious.
Rudy, great.
Rudy is...
Rudy.
Okay, Rudy is... Oh, God.
So you got Rudy.
Rudy replaces...
The and Radio.
No,
the
Radio
weakest.
Isn't... Yeah,
Waterboy.
Radio isn't that good. Waterboy is stupid.
on, Adam man. Sandler movies. Comedies. They haven't touched
okay.
that.
Adam,
haven't
even touched, Adam like, Sandler movies.
Happy Gilmore.
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds. And
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. Happy Gilmore's the strongest.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. It always will
it's
Mr. Deeds is number
it's
two.
Mr. Deeds
it's
number
real
two.
Sturdy.
Then, yeah, then Billy Madison. That's
Billy
easy.
Madison's the weakest.
That's an easy one. But
because...
Still funny.
Mr. Deeds, people are saying that was like the start of his downslope. I love that movie. I love the old man that likes to echo.
And his butler.
Very sneaky.
Yeah. Very, very sneaky. And he turns out to be the...
Made of wood.
He gets all the money.
Real sturdy.
Happy Gilmore is great.
Runs it over. Getting ready for hockey, and he's launching baseballs at himself. I love that movie. Then the kid does it. Chris Farley movies.
Chris Farley? I don't even... I couldn't tell you three.
Black Sheep, Tommy Boy. That's it. That's all I know.
Okay, weaker of the two, Dumb and Dumber or Tommy Boy? It's Dumb.
Weaker of the two?
Oh my gosh, that's impossible.
That is hard.
That's impossible. One of my favorite movie lines of all time.
I have to go Tommy Boy, yeah.
Because Dumb and Dumber has... Pull over, pull over. No, it's a cardigan. Thanks for noticing.
It's because Dumb and Dumber has a whole movie full of that.
Yeah, it's true.
And it has that hilarious scene where he's on that girl's toilet.
With the headlights.
Are you serious? No, that's what you're remembering?
Dude, that's funny. Scene?
Pretty
bird,
funny.
Pretty bird. That is not my favorite scene by far. I like it when the guy holds him to gunpoint and he's like, shoot me. No, shoot me. No, shoot me. And then he talks about it. He's like, no, I went on a date with Sally or whatever her name is. And he's like, we held hands. And his friend's like, all right, shoot him. I love that. Oh, or the scene when he says, and this is my fiance. The girl likes like, oh, this is my fiance. And pulls the guy. And then he's like, he's got a gun. And he starts shooting him.
I'm that so scene sad that they had to make a sequel to that movie.
They already tried. No, Dumb and Dumber.
And then there's Dumb and Dumber 2. And
T-O.
It's just T-O.
Is it just T-O?
Which is funny. I like the naming is clever.
But the movies are going to be bad. Really bad.
There's a new inspirational sports movie out. Don't really want to see it. It's what? Kevin Costner teaching kids to run. McFarland, USA.
Okay.
I watched a movie called
Guys!
What?
Freaking kick radio off the list of inspirational sports movies. So what do we have again? We got...
Remember the Titans.
What was the other one?
Miracle.
And Cool Runnings. Do not tell me that shouldn't be on the top three list.
But that's inspirational.
Yeah.
Okay, it's still, that's
true. It's dang inspirational.
It'd still be the weakest of the three.
No.
Because Miracle's a perfect...
Miracle is really good.
Great. When he makes the shot, it makes me cry.
I just don't know if... Yeah, I don't know if I could put Cool Runnings over. Remember the Titans? No, you can't.
You can't. It's Remember the Titans the is definitely dang the best.
It. Yeah.
Coach Boone, great. Great
dude,
stuff.
I want to go watch that like right now. That's
what
amazing.
Is it?
Titans?
Remember the Titans?
Oh.
It's
Coach
so
Boone.
Good.
Yeah. Man. That was a really good movie.
Freaking eight.
Did you know
Denzel
I never...
Washington.
He is a fantastic...
Best Denzel Washington movie?
Best black actor.
Will Smith.
Or Denzel Washington. No, Samuel...
Denzel Washington is...
Not Samuel L. Jackson.
Recommendation for a movie you guys need to watch. Critics liked it. People were iffy on it. Loved the movie. One of my favorite movies. Book of Eli.
Great. Was great. I really liked it. It was
actually
super cool.
Fantastic. Like, I watched that movie all that I ever recorded. I'm just like, great movie.
It's good. Have you seen it?
No. But
Book of Eli is good.
Who's in it again?
Denzel Washington.
Denzel?
That's all you need
Gary
to know.
Gary Oldman. He plays the bad guy.
This is my argument for Will Smith.
Morgan Freeman is the greatest black actor.
Still. This is my argument for Will Smith.
Okay.
Denzel Washington, even Morgan Freeman, to me, and they're not completely, but they're sort of typecast. It's like you watch a movie with Morgan Freeman in it, you can expect him to be
narrating it.
To Morgan Freeman,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You watch a movie with Denzel Washington, there's going to be lots of stuff blown up.
And
him,
death.
Yeah.
And killing
you watch
people.
A movie with Will Smith, it might be him fighting off weird infected things. It might be him setting up this fat guy to find some girl of his dreams.
Seven pounds was terrible.
7 pounds?
A lot of people like that. Or it might
I
be
like
him...
It.
It might be him fighting aliens. Like,
so you're saying he wins because he's the most versatile?
Because he's an actor. That's why. Because he can act. There might be a movie about him trying to sell
Who's the guy from Scrubs? Because
really,
he's my vote.
And that guy. He's from Remember the Titans. Too.
Stanley Hudson.
David Posell.
Hey, did you guys know that Creed Bratton in The Office? That's his real name.
Yeah, and he was in...
That's
a
his real
weird,
name, Creed Bratton.
He was in, like, a weird pot-smoking hippie band in the 70s, and he bases Creed off of him back then.
Really?
Like, that's the character.
That's awesome. Creed is, like, that's his real name.
Dude, a lot of them use their real name, like...
Doesn't Phyllis?
I think Phyllis did. Oh, Oscar did. Oscar was a writer, and he just used the name Oscar. It's easy. It makes things more organic, and you react to your name easier. Like,
I would much rather. Well, if I was going to be in a movie, I'd probably go off my own name. But it would be hard to have a character, though.
I never would.
It'd just be hard to have a character. Because then,
if you were a typecast actor, what would your movies be?
Mine?
Yeah.
Romantic comedies.
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, wait, for me? Yeah. I'd be romantic comedies.
You're the
for
gay
sure.
best friend.
No.
I'm the guy.
Because that is the most typecast character of any movie. In every romantic comedy, there's going to be that guy that comes over in sweatpants and cooks you breakfast. That guy's in every romantic
comedy.
That's
not me. I would be the guy getting in. Dude, think of my relationships. I would be in them. I would be the guy that's in the relationship going through all sorts of hazow.
At any given moment.
And it would be a comedy, because my past life would have been like, it's hilarious.
Let's see, what would Dylan be?
I think the same thing, but I would be the boyfriend before the good boyfriend.
Yeah, you'd be comedy.
You would be the you'd Roy be from The Office.
I would be Will Arnett's character from Hot Rod. Babe.
Okay, Kyler. I can't tell you what movie you would be in.
Kyler,
like what typecast would be? What movie?
What typecast actor?
You would be the typical
Jim.
American guy in foreign movies, like the guy in the background.
One guy that they meet in Germany that speaks English. Yeah. And he's like, oh yeah, the train station's down there.
The guy with the map looks confused.
That's me in every
movie. That sucks. No, because he needs to be a main character. I picture him as Jim from The Office, the one normal guy that makes fun of and sees the oddities in life. I think that'd be him.
That'd be cool.
If we were all one Office character, who would we be? I'd be Ryan. You'd be Jim.
Kevin.
Yep. Dylan is Kevin.
Kevin.
Dylan would be Kevin.
Or Creed.
Creed.
Or that's Michael, true. Because I do.
No, I'm thinking you'd be. I think you'd be Andy. He'd totally be Andy.
Oh gosh. I'm watching that and Andy's in it like right now and I hate Andy. I hate him.
Dude, you watch the first 4 seasons of that show, 3 or 4, they're so good. Like,
they are. The whole series is good.
Oh, the end, as soon as Michael goes, it's bad.
No, I actually really enjoyed it. I came home from my mission and watched it. I was actually happy with it.
So bad.
I thought it was good. Okay.
They should have replaced Michael Scott with Ron Swanson. They should have just let it happen.
That would have been great. Or, okay, yeah, I agree. But the people they brought on to replace him, like the Ray Romano and Will Ferrell, like, I didn't think those would have been all that good. Dimitri Martin would have been a fantastic boss. Or, Brian Regan. Brian Regan would have done a great job. What about Louis C.K.?
If they would have done Louis C.K. is just such a weirdo.
He's so weird. He's so bad.
I wanted Jerry Seinfeld to replace Michael Scott.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been funny. Would have been funny.
If you got Jerry and Elaine and Jason Alexander and all of them to commit to do a Kickstarter where you're like, if I raise $1 billion, we get one more season of Seinfeld. There's no doubt in my mind you're hitting that billion. I think you'd hit that billion. Back
within a day.
You wouldn't
hit it within a day. You'd hit it within a week.
Yeah.
But Kramer,
kind of racist.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you need him there. If I got one more 24 episode season of Seinfeld, $1 billion would be. I think you'd reach. I think you'd have a guy donate $1 million. I think you'd have like someone in Hollywood, like Jay Leno, who has all the money in the world, be like, I want to see another season, and they throw up $1 million at it. And
it'd be great.
You get an eighth of the world who. You know what's crazy about Seinfeld? Is he's. Up until. I think it was 2012, he was still making $18 million a year off of syndication. Off of his show that has been off the air for 10 years, rerunning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when his syndication changed time in New York, he went on David Letterman to promote syndication times changing. Not a new movie, not anything else. He was like, yeah, my show that was over 5 years ago is changing syndication times. You should watch it this time instead of this time.
It's because he makes bank.
Oh. He has done one thing of note since then. The B movie.
The B movie?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Never seen it.
The B movie. It's actually pretty good.
Is it good? In it. I always did want to see that, but just didn't. How many of the cast? Which of the cast in Seinfeld like actually go by their real name? Like I know Jerry Seinfeld does, but do any of the others?
Elaine does it. Jerry's the only one.
And it makes sense because it is his show, you know.
Jason Alexander, his character was supposed to be played by Larry David, creator of Seinfeld, the older guy. But it's actually based off of like a lot of his life. But they gave it to, because it's a perfect character. He's my favorite character in the show.
Who is that again?
George.
Oh, Costanza. George Costanza.
I was in the pool.
Every time I walk by it, I'm like, this is the complete Seinfeld series for $30. And really? I can do it. And I don't do it. I need to do it.
Well, it's because you know you can watch Seinfeld reruns whenever you want.
I can, but I really can't. And, like, what if I sit down and watch it and I'm just like, I really don't like this episode. If Netflix ever wanted to make $1 billion, if they ever wanted to...
They'll get Seinfeld.
I think I told you this already. I think I told you guys this already. If Netflix said, we're raising our subscription rate to $14 a month, but you will have every episode of Seinfeld on Netflix forever guaranteed. I'd be like, 14... Dude, charge me $20 a month. Here you go.
So, $20 a month. Just... buy the $30 set of all the seasons. Yeah.
But I don't have to get up. I can just say, I want to watch Seinfeld now. And I can watch it anywhere.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's true.
That's a good point. Seinfeld. Netflix, I hope you're listening.
I want
Friends has been a huge bump for them. Seinfeld would be 10 times
that. It would be
huge. Want a thing that's just a clip of all of Jerry Seinfeld's stand-up little shorts that he does before each episode.
You'd find that on YouTube, no problem, I'm sure.
Yeah, I need to go watch that, because those are funny.
You know, like, me and my brother used to do, we used to search Whose Line Is It Anyway by sketches, and they would, YouTube, like, this guy on YouTube would edit together those sketches back to back, every single one. So the one, my favorite one was Scenes from a Hat.
Oh, yeah.
They did an hour and 30 minute long video.
Yeah, yeah, I've actually watched some of those.
I think you watched that with us, didn't you?
Yeah.
We watched, me and my brother watched the entire hour and a half of Scenes from a Hat.
Without blinking.
But dude, like, it's not blinking. Even a problem.
Yeah, just like without thinking twice.
Yeah, dude, without what you like, as soon as we saw that, we're just like Scenes from a Hat, and we're like, this is every Scenes from a Hat, and we're like, of course we're watching it. It was like 40 of them, and you're just like, it's perfect. And then we did Props next, because that's our second favorite. That one's shorter because they don't do that game as long. It doesn't last as long usually. It was like 40 minutes, but you're just like, this is every time they've done Props.
It's great.
Scenes from a Hat, definitely the best.
I love
Whose Line. Man, that was such a good show. Whose Line Is It Anyway? They brought it back, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Is it still going?
I don't know.
Probably not then.
Because they didn't have Drew Carey.
Drew Carey's on The Price Is Right.
Not that he really contributed to the
show
at all.
All he did was put perverted comments. Oh, dude, that's all he ever said.
I'm planning an activity for the church that we go to with another denomination. Yeah. Not denomination, another group that meets in the same church. They want to do an air band battle. I think an improv battle. And Whose Line Is It Anyway? With me as the host would be a great idea.
That would be awesome. We should do it.
Where the points, everything is made up and the points don't matter. The points, I love those too. I want a list of
he's like, you get 1,000 points, whatever.
1,000 points? He doesn't even write them down. He's just like,
the only reason he does the points is so he can say like a funny comment, like 1,000 points to Wayne for whatever.
And yeah, and then you laugh.
And it's funny.
Okay, they have that revolving fourth chair, right? Because it's normally Colin Mockery, who's great.
Colin Mockery.
Ryan Stiles, who's my friend.
Wayne Brady,
who I'm iffy on.
Really?
Oh, man, he was great.
Because I don't like the musical segments as much.
I love him. Dude, he's so talented.
He really is. He's really good.
He's probably the weakest of the three.
then you have that girl.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that fourth chair. I'm going to show...
Chip's my favorite.
Yeah, who's your favorite?
Chip, yeah.
Chip's the one with the dark slick back hair, right?
Mm-mm. Chip's kind of like, I think he's kind of short. I think he usually wears like, almost like collared, like muscle shirts almost. And just, I think he just kind of has like, spiky hair.
I like Strange News Cast.
But I know you're talking about the guy with the slick back. He's really good, too. He's my second.
I'm sorry, but both the women they had revolving on that show, not funny.
They're not as funny. Like, sometimes I'll laugh at their joke, but they're not nearly as good as the guys were.
Funniest fourth person I ever saw? Robin Williams.
Yeah,
he was
good.
On there?
For one
They've
episode.
Had a couple, like, different...
They
like,
had David Hasselhoff. That was really funny. He was actually good.
A lot of actors are good at that just because they'll be asked to improvise just to see what... Especially Robin Williams. Like, all the time during movies, they'd be like, Robin, you give us your take. That's the term for it. And then he'd give them his interpretation of the scene to see if it flowed more naturally, and a lot of the times it would.
Too bad he's dead, man.
Yeah.
This guy was great.
This is Chip.
Yeah,
Let me see Chip. Oh, he was great.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
He's good. All right. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're done.
The end.